So before we get to your calls, I'd like to talk about some news you can use. Now, I've got several research articles that I've come across that I thought might be pertinent to our listeners. There is a new diagnostic tool that diagnoses early chronic kidney disease to help stop its progression in diabetes. Now, we know more than 35% of diabetic patients aged 20 years and older have chronic kidney disease, which can eventually lead to kidney failure if left unchecked. Researchers at the McMaster University in Ontario have recently developed a new test that can diagnose chronic kidney disease in type 2 diabetes. The test is called protein trefoil factor 3, or also called PTFF3. And when kidney function decreases, levels of this protein will increase and can be tested in laboratory serum testing. Again, that test is called PTFF3, or protein trefoil factor 3. So please ask your physician who is skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine to order this for you. And as many listeners have heard before on Green Medicine, there are several effective supplements that can help support normal kidney function. These are what we call the three R's. Number one is Rentone. It's a great kidney rebuilder from Ayush herbs. That's A-Y-U-S-H herbs. Also a product called Renatrophin from Standard Process. That's called Renatrophin. And then there's also a Chinese herb called Rehmannia, R-E-H-M-A-N-N-I-A, which also helps manage blood sugar in diabetes. So that's kind of a twofer. Luckily, all these are available at the Tahoma Clinic dispensary. And my second article is interesting study about beta amyloid accumulation in the human brain after only one night of sleep deprivation. Now, we all know that the buildup of beta amyloid in the brain is associated with Alzheimer's disease, memory loss, and cognitive decline as we age. On average, there's about a 17% increase in beta amyloid in the brains of older folks compared to younger folks. This recent article from the National Academy of Sciences was one of the first human studies on sleep deprivation and its association with beta amyloid buildup. And 20 people were studied, ages 22 to 72. They found that even one night of sleep deprivation relative to baseline sleep studies resulted in a 5% increase in beta amyloid in the hippocampus. That is the memory center in the brain. And this also occurred in the thalamus. The sleep deprivation was also associated with worsening mood, as we might expect. And chronic sleep deprivation is also associated with even higher beta amyloid accumulation. What wasn't studied here was how quickly the beta amyloid gets detoxed out of the brain during adequate to extra sleep periods. But this is just another study showing the importance of getting a good night's sleep every night. Of course, there are numerous supplements that can improve brain function, including lithium orotate, acetyl-carnitine, and one of my favorites, the herb ginkgo biloba. But again, talk to your physician who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to see what might be appropriate for you. Another study is entitled Desiccated Thyroid Extract Compared with Levothyroxine in the Treatment of Hypothyroidism. This was a really great study. It's a randomized double-blind crossover study, which is sort of the gold standard. And a fascinating study, as most conventional doctors will only prescribe Synthroid or levothyroxine when treating hypothyroidism. Their reasoning is that desiccated thyroid extract is not standardized, although it really is. Although I should tell our listeners, NatureThroid and WestThroid tend to have more accurate standardization than Armour thyroid. And also, conventional docs feel patients shouldn't be taking any T3 as it might cause osteoporosis or rapid heart rate or even other cardiac arrhythmias. Now, these desiccated thyroid extracts are typically 75% T4 and 25% T3. So what's the truth? 70 people who were taking only T4 for the previous 6 months were divided into two groups, one continuing T4 and one using desiccated thyroid extract, which is the standardized form. The two groups were also switched at the end to the other therapy, and this is what's called a crossover study. At the end of the study, 49%, almost half, preferred the desiccated thyroid extract, and only 13% preferred to stay on the T4 alone. 33% had no preference. Now, other things they found were patients on the desiccated thyroid lost 3.3 pounds compared to the T4. They also reported improvement in other subjective symptoms, such as mental concentration, memory, sleep, decision-making capability, happiness, and energy level. These improvements were significantly better when taking the desiccated thyroid. And my last News You Can Use article is titled Validation of a Functional Renal Model for the Evaluation of Renal Calculi, also called kidney stones, while being passed in while riding a roller coaster. So this is a really fascinating study which evaluated the effectiveness of removing kidney stones while riding a roller coaster. Fancy that. I think this is the first article I've ever read about improving your health on a roller coaster. They used simulated dummy kidneys, or dummies with functional lifelike human kidneys, each containing three stones of different sizes suspended in dummy urine, and they each rode 20 rides on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster at Walt Disney World in Orlando. 60 rides were analyzed for stone volume, stone location, stone movement, position of the dummy on the roller coaster, and the passage of the stone down the dummy ureters. Can you tell I like to say dummy a lot? Independent of stone volume and location within the dummy kidney, sitting in front of the roller coaster resulted in a passage rate of only 4 out of 24, or 16% of the stones. But get this, sitting in the back of the roller coaster resulted in 23 of 36 stones passed. This is about 64%. So bottom line, if you suffer from kidney stones and you love to ride roller coasters, be sure to sit in the back of the ride to get the most productive results. Good luck with that. So that's the ups and downs of News You Can Use.